today. Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. That's right. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's good. Amen. He's worthy today. That's right. I praise him and I thank him for that today. Look in your Bibles to the book of Matthew today, Matthew chapter 27. And I want to look at it beginning in verse number 33 this morning. I've preached other messages out of the text, but looking at a thought that God began stirring my heart on this past Thursday night, matter of fact, and wrote it down. God been working it in my heart. You pray the Lord enable us to preach today. If he doesn't, there won't be no preaching, Dad. I certainly do need the help of the Lord today. And every time I stand, I recognize that all I am is a vessel. If there's preaching, he must do the preaching. Amen. And so you pray God to help us, enable us today. Matthew 27, you will and able stand this morning. Matthew chapter 27 and beginning in verse number 33. The Bible says, and when they were coming to a place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of a skull, they gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you today for the reading of the Word of God. I thank you for this great opportunity you give us one more time to assemble in your house. I pray now, oh Father, in that name above every name, the name of Jesus, I come before you asking you to help me. Help each one that we'll forget about unnecessary things for a little while. Help us that our attention, our affection, I be stayed upon you, that you might speak to us by the word of God today. I pray for that that's not saved. Oh, that the Spirit of God would reprove them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. They would repent and be saved. Help us as your people. Lord, here it is, a new day, a new year, and God, you've allowed us to live to see it. Help us to live for you. Help us to be an example of the believer before this lost and dying world. I pray you touch these lips of clay. Help me to preach all that you want me to. Help me to say nothing that I should not say. Help me look beyond these people. Help me to preach in the power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. And everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at verse 35 this morning where the Bible says, and they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. I'm going to preach this morning, the Lord helping me on this subject of playing games at the foot of the cross. Playing games at the foot of the cross. We find here crucifixion day, the record of it here in Matthew 27, also recorded in all the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, has shown us what our Lord has suffered indeed to redeem us. And by the way, I want to remind us, it was great suffering that it took to pay for your debt of sin. His blood was shed to wash away sin, to speak to the Father on our behalf. It's through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we find here in this verse, there are Roman soldiers who were the instrument that was used to crucify our Lord. I stress this a lot, but I'm going to say it again. Everybody wants to say who's guilty, who killed Jesus. Well, Jesus died for all sinners. Amen. And nobody took his life. He gave his life a ransom for sin. But he used these men to crucify him on an old rugged cross. Hey, these Roman soldiers were hard. They were mean. They were merciless. They cared about nobody. They were instruments of cruelty. And they were used in this crucifixion. Now, I thought about this. Here they are, casting lots. All four Gospels record this. Mark said in Mark chapter 15 and verse 24, and when they had crucified him, they parted his garments, casting lots upon them, what every man should take. Luke chapter 23 and verse 34, after Jesus Christ, Father, forgive them. Here's what the Bible said. And they parted his raiments and cast lots. John said in John 19, in verse 23 and 24, then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scriptures might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture did they cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. So all four writers tell us that these Roman soldiers gambled, played a game at the foot of the cross for the garments of our Lord. Now, according to John 19, there's at least four Roman soldiers who were in charge of the crucifixion of the Lord. There was other men with those other thieves that were crucified, but four men, that's shared in John 19. Jose divided up the other garments among the four of them. Now you say, preacher, what are you dealing? You listen to me. Here they are at the most pivotal time and place in all of human history. Are you listening to me? The place that changed everything. Had this not took place, you and I would not be here today. But here they are at that pivotal point, and they're playing games at the foot of the cross. Now you say, preacher, what's the big deal? Well, I think there's three things that I believe are happening here with these four Roman soldiers. And by the way, I'm afraid it's happening in our modern day in our churches this morning. This first day of 2017, ladies and gentlemen, there's people that went to church out of obligation. Others went just because they go at least two or three times a year, had to suffice their conscience. Amen. You hear me today? You can sit even every week on a pew playing games. I'm disturbed. I'm alarmed. I'm concerned over multitudes. All they go to church for is to criticize what somebody's doing or not doing. They're nitpicking at everything. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, this thing ain't about you nor me. But we're here to worship the darling, the Lamb of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Oh, friend, today, don't be playing games when you come to the house of God. Be here to worship. Be here to grow. Be here for God to speak to you. Oh, you see, there's three things happen while these soldiers are playing their games at the foot of the cross. Can I say, first of all, these four Roman soldiers were ignoring the truth. The truth of what's going on at Calvary. Are you hearing me? They're more interested in other things than they are the truth of the day. Can I say this? They're ignoring first the truth about sin. You see, Calvary lets all of us know what God thinks about sin. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you hear me. God's not weakened at sin. You hear me? God, hey, I know you may categorize sin, but God loves it all together. Amen. Matter of fact, we see first the truth about the evil of sin. Sin is wretched. Sin's ungodly. Sin is wretched. Sin, my friend, is so vile and corrupt. Friend, your sin is worse than you even understand today. Hey, we see what God thought about that evil of sin at Calvary. Because all of our sin was laid on Christ. Amen. The wrath of God's poured out on Jesus. Because of your sin, because of my sin, and because of the evil of sin. And all that, we also understand the extent of sin. You see, everybody's a sinner. I've met folk that think they're all right, but you ain't all right. Amen. You're just born with a sin nature. You're just born lost. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, what's the person have to do to go to hell? Not get saved. That's it. All the other stuff you do is because who you are. Amen. All the drinking, dope, that's because who they are. They're lost without God. And the Holy Ghost don't live on the inside. Amen. Hey, the extent of sin. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Hey, everybody's in unrighteousness. Amen. I would to God I could make sin, I mean, let you really grab a hold of it like you need to today. It ain't a joke. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. You may come for all kinds of reasons. I'm going to tell you something. Hear me good. I'm out this pulpit. I have to declare the word of God. And this Bible said that men are sinners lost without God. Amen. Sin is vile and corrupt. Hey, we see the extent, the evil of sin. Hey, the end of sin. The truth about that is death. The wages of sin is death. James said, sin when it is finished bringeth forth death. Amen. Hey, Christ is dying because of sin. Not his sin, but the sin of this old world. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, hear these soldiers at the foot of the cross playing their little game, ignoring the truth about sin. Hey, you know what some of you done here right this morning? You're ignoring truth. You won't come to grips with your sin. Amen. Even saved folk. That's right. You're just playing game. You're playing church. You say, I didn't know you were going to get like this first. Oh, yeah. It could have been a lot rougher than it's going to be. Amen. Because I'm telling you, it's alarming. As I travel and I preach across this country and Sunday and Wednesday, after Sunday and after Wednesday here, and see folk that are not interested in the truth. They think it's everybody else. It ain't them. Amen. Hey, we find the end of sin is death. That's right. Hey, there's physical death. Well, there's eternal death. Amen. And if you're not saved, you're headed to an eternal death. That's right, the second death, the lake of fire, where you will burn forever. You will not be consumed. You will not cease to be, but you'll be in torment forever. That's the end result of sin. Hey, they're ignoring the truth about sin. Hey, they're ignoring the truth about the Savior. Amen. The one that they are gambling over his garments, they're ignoring him. What are they ignoring about him, preacher? Well, first they're ignoring the fact that Christ was sinless. You understand now, these soldiers were around when the Lord was standing before Pilate. They heard Pilate say, I find no fault in him. Amen. He had thoroughly examined Christ, and he said he's done nothing wrong. Amen. Pilate's wife even came, awoken from a dream, and said, have nothing to do with this. just man. Hey, here's a bunch of pagans, a bunch of heathens, a bunch of sinners that know not God, but they recognize that Christ was sinless. Amen. Hey, nothing wrong with Jesus. No sin in Jesus. Amen. Lived in a physical body, yet without sin. Amen. Hey, Christ, they were ignoring the fact he's sinless. Hey, no, that list this. They're ignoring that Christ was a substitute. Because it was Barabbas and Jesus that Pilate offers to the crowd. And they take a man who is a sinner. A man who is a murderer. A man who is a thief. A man who is guilty of insurrection. And they choose him and want the innocent one crucified. Hey, Christ took Barabbas' cross. Barabbas deserved to die. Oh, yes, but Christ was his substitute. Can you imagine what happened when Barabbas is told you're free? Somebody else is taking your place. Somebody else is dying on that cross today. I want to tell you something. It wasn't just for Barabbas that he died and was a substitute, but he was a substitute for you. Hey, everybody here is a dying. That's right. All of us at one time were headed to hell. Amen. But Christ took our place. Oh, yeah. Took every vile thing you've ever done. Hey, even them good things you claim's good. Them things ain't so bad. And the reason you don't think they're bad because you found somebody a little bit more unruly than you that you're comparing yourself to. Amen. But when you have to stack up to that book and stack up to the Lord, hey, you fall far behind and far short. Amen. Hey, friend, today I want you to know they're ignoring the facts about sin, the truth about sin. They're ignoring the truth about the Savior, that Christ was sinless, Christ was a substitute. Hey, and Christ was the sacrifice. Oh, yeah, there must be sacrifice for sin. But the Old Testament sacrifices only put sin off, covered them up. But Christ's sacrifice took away sin. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you, right there at the cross, as they played their little game, they ignored the truth. Are you ignoring the truth today? We're in a day where people have very limited want a time for the things of God. They are so overwhelmed, consumed with other things, they just have a few moments for truth or anything else. But even as they hear it, they say, that's somebody else. Amen. They ignore the truth. How many times you sit in service and all you think about is who wasn't here? Boy, if they had been here. No, it was for you. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand as we come to the house of God, it's an opportunity to hear truth. Amen. Hey, I'm going to tell you one thing. You may not like my administrative ways, but there's one thing you'll never be able to hold up against me. And hey, listen to me. There's one thing I know absolutely for sure. I preach this Bible. I don't preach my opinion, and I'm not interested in yours. Amen. Hey, you may not like a lot about, but you better understand that that man of God preaches you truth. Amen. Hey, don't play games at the foot of the cross when truth is being presented to you. Amen. Hey, I got news for you. We ain't all gonna see eye to eye on nothing. But we better see eye to eye on truth. Our little petty stuff needs to get kicked to the curb. Amen. Hey, I'm telling you something. Listen, I made up my mind a long time ago. I may get accused of a lot, but it ain't going to be for preaching false doctrine. Amen. That truth will stand forever. Amen. By the way, can I say this? Jesus is truth. He told us that himself. He said, I'm the way. And he said, I am the truth. Pilate said, what is truth? He is standing right in front of him. Amen. Don't be like these soldiers. Don't play games at the foot of the cross and ignore truth. Amen. Hey, not only these four soldiers were ignoring truth, but let me say number two. They were involved in the trivial. Here they are. They're casting lots, playing a game. Now, the word trivial, if you ain't real sure what that means, it means unimportant. It means frivolous, superficial, foolish, silly. Amen. Involved in the trivial. They're ignoring truth. There's the Son of God dying for them. But they're involved in a little game. Playtime. Entertainment. We are in an entertainment crazy society. Amen. You know, it amazes me. You know, you hear very little about fasting. And we know that's push away food. But I wonder, could you do an electronic fast? Amen. It amazes me. You folk can't even sit still in the service without having to check that phone. It's still working. Amen. Oh, I got to check this and I got to check that. Oh, I better take a picture of myself real quick. Amen. Trivial. Amen. Well, I'm worried about what they're doing. What about the score? Hey, be concerned about other things other than trivial things. They're not there playing a game. It don't mean nothing. Hey, I see people get more riled up over sporting events than they do somebody preaching false doctrine. They get so mad that you don't pull for their team. But they're down the road preaching heresy. Oh, everybody just gonna do their thing. Does that even make common sense to you? Amen. Involved in the trivial. You know all it takes to get Baptists messed up? I could do it. I could get you all out of here. I could take one of these little plants and put it in an odd place and you're ruined for the service. All you're going to do, hey, put that over there. How dare they? They didn't get my permission. It don't belong over. That clashes. Well, I got news for you. I didn't come look at nothing. I'm just glad the rain's out there and we're in the dry and the warm. Amen. I came to see him. High and holy and lifted up. But too many are involved in trivial things. At the foot of the cross. Amen. I give up on all that mess a long time ago. It means nothing. Can I tell you something? This ain't no joke. My family can't hardly even buy for me because I don't want nothing. That ain't a joke. I'm being honest. I could care less about anything this world's got. It's stuff. I ain't so wrapped up in it that I can't live. Amen. I'm not so wrapped up in trivial things that I can't worship. Amen. Playing games. They're ignoring the truth. They're involved in truth. Number three, they're interested in the temporal. It's these garments they want. These garments of the Lord. Now, in Bible days, the outer garment, inner garment, there's the girl that holds it all together, there's the prayer shawl, there's the sandals, there's the headdress. There's a lot of different things to the outfit. And they're down there gambling. Now, they divided some of it, but they come to this seamless garment that's woven top to bottom. There's no seam in it whatsoever. They said, boy, we ain't going to tear that up. We're going to play games who gets it. The temporal. Do you know something this morning? That garment has rotted, decayed, and is gone today. You say, well, I heard this story. They didn't find nothing. Somebody said, what do you think about the Shroud of Turin? Absolutely nothing. Because I can tell you it's a lie by the Bible. How can you do that, preacher? Have you read your Bible? This Shroud said it's got his face, whole body looking thing. I've seen pictures of it. I laughed. I said, boy, ain't that something. I know that ain't so. Because when he resurrected, the Bible said that he folded that napkin and laid it by itself. That napkin covered his face. How do you get a picture of somebody on another piece of garment when it wasn't there? Amen. So I ain't real much into all this religious articles and all this other business. Why? It's all temporal anyhow. Amen. Hey, the people today are interested in what they can touch and what they can hold. And that's what they're after today. Amen. Hey, are you just interested in the now? Is that all that motivates you is what's now? Son, I'm going to tell you, I've just come to a place like old Abraham. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger. I'm a looking for a city that has foundation, whose builder and maker's God. Amen. I'm passing through. I'm a stranger, because that's what we are, the world. We're strange. Hey, I'm a pilgrim. That means I'm passing through. I ain't here to stay. Amen. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, don't be playing games at the foot. Don't be after the temporal. It's going to pass away. It's going to rot. All your money, you're going to leave it here. Every dollar. Everything you hold dear, going to burn up one day. Gone. Amen. Oh, when we come to church in 2017, may we come to get at his feet and worship him and to hear what he has to say to us in the word, and don't play games about it. I hope you just make up your mind and purpose in your heart in these days. You don't need a resolution. You need to get your heart right with the Lord. That's right. Get your heart set on him and forget everybody else and everything else. Because if you get your affection on him, everything else will get in its right place. Amen. Oh, you say, well, you don't care about sinners. I care about sinners. I'm looking at the Lord. Amen. Oh, may we let God help us this morning and grab a hold of and let it get sealed deep in our heart. That when we come, let's don't be as those Roman soldiers and play games, but may we be real. That's my biggest heart's desire, to be real. That's what I want. That's what I want for you. I come to worship. I've come to lead in worship. I've come to preach the word of God. I pray you come to get it. Pray you come to get in. Amen. You have to just learn. I've had to learn. Listen to me. I'm still in a fleshly body. You have to finally get to the place that you make yourself and you go to church. Forget about everybody else. Quit looking at them. Because you look at the brethren long enough, you will get discouraged. You will find plenty to criticize and complain about. It don't take much. But hear me. What's it going to do when this world's, when it's done? You know, some people like to contend for faith because they just like to be right about everything. Yeah, you heard that right. It ain't about what truth is. It's they want to just be right. It's more than you being right. Amen. I preach what God told me to do today. God burnt this in my heart. You teenagers just about got this Friday night. That's what I was going to preach Friday night. And I had it burning in me. I thought, boy, I may preach to them, but this crowd's going to hear it before long too. But God let the glory fall and we just shouted out, so they're getting it fresh too. Amen. Because I believe with all my heart, if we'll quit playing games, get down to business with God, you and him, it ain't about you and him, this thing will turn around in this old country. But as long as we're just going to sit around and take shots at one another, ain't nothing going to happen. Amen. We need the word, and we need to let that word have its right away in our lives. Change us for the glory of God. Father, take the message, use it for thy glory. I've tried my best in the right spirit and in the right motive to preach the word of God. Lord, help us to let it have its right away in us. May it bring forth fruit that will glorify your precious name. Lord, I love you because you first loved me. Help us now. Save that soul that's lost in this place today. Help your people. Lord, all that you do, we give you the glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Heads bowed and eyes closed just a moment. I preach to you the word of God. I preach to you what God put on my heart. And I wonder today, is there someone here say, preacher, I'm not saved. I'm lost. Remember me in prayer today. Would there be anybody on the floor, back, wherever you may be, you lift hand, preacher, I'm lost. I don't know Christ as my Savior. Anybody? You that are saved today, you'd be honest, say, preacher, God touched my heart. I don't want to play games at the foot of the cross. Thank you for being honest. I want to come to get in and worship the Lord and get what he's got for me that I might grow. Amen. Hands are going up all over the place. Let's don't play games. It's too serious. It's too weighty for us to play. Eternity, long time. Hell's a real place, a place of suffering and torment. Heaven is a real place of peace and joy, a splendor beyond compare. I pray you make up your mind as I have. Let's just go with God and let's worship.